file.
Yeah, so this is Web of the Spider Queen, D&D Encounters Web of the Spider Queen, and this is season 9, and we are in week number 6. We're in week number 7, pardon me. This is the second encounter of the second chapter, and we didn't have anyone die last week during the skill challenge, so that was good.
And if you haven't had any time to, if you forgot to short rest, take your healing, should you just do that now?
Yes. Yeah, the characters have a chance to rest up, so if you took damage, I think Barry's the only one who took damage. Okay, let's just quickly go around and introduce the characters. I'll start and then we'll just go around. So I'm playing Nadal. He's a drow vampire out for revenge. Randy, who are you playing tonight?
I am playing Valane, the Ladrin cleric war priest. And I've taken the Bloodsworn theme. She is a personal vendetta against all evil, which Lalthe is pretty much almost the epitome.
Absolutely.
She was actually just staying in the town, like came to town due to the Underdark, being as there was a portal down here.
Nice. Barry, who you got there?
Okay, I am Barian, male Aladrin wizard.
Wizard did it.
Stalag, a dwarf druid with a bear companion.
Willow, Hamadryad, Avenger.
And it's Ram, and I'm playing Rowatak Warlock. Kobold Warlock.
Kobold Warlock. Fantastic. Okay, take it away, Craig.
Alrighty, so last week and sessions prior, you guys had encountered a band of the Jailer Drow Warriors who confronted you in the town of the Shadow. You chased your way down into the Dimmer, chased your way down to the crypts, passed through some old, really old hallways that were in a pretty big state of disrepair. You had run into Kara Sulwood,
yeah, there.
They were unfortunately cut down before your very eyes. Afterwards, after a long...
Not really, we were already dead.
Oh, okay, so before your unconscious eyes. That's pretty funny. That was a difference. Anyway, you guys, after a long day of fighting and being knocked unconscious several times, you found a place to take a rest. Now today, you've woken up and you passed through this unusual area and passed through these... very unusual tests, one in darkness, one of them with some weird spider webs set up, some spikes and dust, and it was all very confusing. There was a bit with demons, there was a bit with having to tell lies to a statue, but you all made it through. Here you got a little singe, but you're able to lick wounds, you're fine. Now you find yourselves then, having passed through the test void, you've reached the underworld caverns of the tree Underdark. There are phosphorus and fungus that coats the walls, bathing the area in an eerie green light. The passage ends in a short drop-off that connects to an empty cavern ahead, though you can see no clear exit in the shadows. So you guys are right now, I'm actually just going to land the map right here.
Do you see anything in the darkness?
Take a look.
The fungus is bright enough that you got low light,
you're
fine.
You guys have no issues, yeah.
I got low light. So
I have dark vision, so I'm good either way, but...
I got low light, so...
Okay, so let's see what... 20
inch for your... Okay, by the way, this is for cavern. There's no way putting that back.
No.
So this is where you would find yourself, as above.
Right? I was going to say, don't put me in the front. I seem to be the first guy every time, and I just get pelted with ranged attacks. So, move my drow back to this. No, I'm a vampire.
Vampire.
I'm the guy who comes in after some of the characters have some of the monsters have been wounded.
I mean, monsters.
Yeah. You weren't supposed to pick up on that.
So as I said, you find yourself, there's a nice big open cavern with this green fungus on the walls that's giving you enough light that you're able to see. But what you can see is that there's no clear exit here. It's just a cavernous area, and that's about it.
And just so everyone knows, the bear has an aura 1, where your allies gain
mini trick.
Sorry.
Allies gain +2 power bonus to all defenses.
If they're next to the bear.
If they're next to the bear, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Alright, so what do you guys want to do? You're at the...
Well, I kind of murmured to the target, just like, drow are very tricky. type of race. I don't believe this is just a dead end.
Yeah. Do you guys want to climb down?
Did you say that to the drow?
Nothing I don't already know.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, watch it.
Can you tell how deep it is?
It's like 10. Blood sword. She doesn't care.
Okay, I guess take out a rope, hang someone, rappel down.
It's, yeah, 10 feet.
Can I make a perception check just to see, like, I can see with my light vision if, like, anything that's out of...
Yeah.
Right? Plus 4, plus 4, plus 5, because I have level. Ooh,
nice.
Yeah, that's 24.
You spot the secret passageway from the... There it is!
There's the exit!
40 feet into the darkness underneath that rock!
Plus, low light vision makes it easier.
So, what are you looking for? Like, where...
Like, I'm looking for, like, if I can... One, if I can see any enemies, and two, if there's, like, other ways out of here.
Okay, so you don't see any enemies, so you look around...
I'm assuming, based on the way, like, we probably can't see this whole area of the map yet, right? So... Based on what, this is a wall, right? Comes right up.
Yeah, I think it's but yeah, I think
no, the black is all
that
solid rock.
It comes to it, wrapped in there. I don't. You would kind of see rubble.
But like this
there.
Area, we wouldn't. So like for all we know, this could continue on back around that way.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I think we need to go down.
I'm trying to keep my eyes open, like seeing, like, is there anything we're not seeing here?
You don't see anything immediately, anyways, other than that, so you can't see it.
Also, I'm listening, seeing if I hear like footsteps. Well,
you don't hear any kind of footsteps or anything.
Or breathing or anything.
I'm curious what those are. Those look like chains.
Yeah, there's something like that over there. It's just kind of some debris.
And ceiling?
I kind of like motions. Like, I don't see anything, but
ceiling, yeah, varies from 10
I don't
to 20
like
feet
this.
High, so it's uneven. So
this doesn't seem
20 feet at all.
This seems like an ample spot for an ambush.
Okay, so I hand the rope to someone. No.
I'll just make sure you let them know.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, you don't need to make a choice.
That's why I was going last.
Okay. Then I guess I can see that this end is dead end.
Yeah, you can absolutely see that that's a dead end.
Okay, so then I'll check around this area first. But seeing as I can't see there, I kind of look over that way to make sure nothing's, no enemies over there. And
you can
then
see another, like you can see on the map, another like sort of like cliff face there, yeah, or ledge.
And I can see that there, yeah, there's a path up
there. There's shadows and whatnot that you can't see anything really up there. You can see that there's more cavern wall that meets up there, so it doesn't appear that there's any.
Okay.
Alright, so I'll also.
Alright, so is anyone else getting down there?
I'm gonna go down.
I proceed with caution.
My bear and I will go down.
This way.
Sorry, how are we getting down? Did somebody lower a rope? Or
he put up his rope.
Okay.
The bear obviously isn't gonna use the rope. He'll have to climb.
Do we need to make a check with the rope, or are we.
No, I'm just allowing you to just go down.
In that case, I'll go down and just chill out.
Yeah, I come down and be like, I'm on the defense, just like, what's going on here?
Yeah. So, Jenna, you make your way down, and you kind of look around, and you kind of get around, like, all right, guys, it's like a kind of standard cavern. So everyone else eventually makes their way down. As soon as the last of you gets to the bottom, you hear a female voice that suddenly echoes through the chamber, speaking in the common tongue. Lay down your weapons and surrender. Make this easy on yourselves. You will find that facing a real jailer is a much different task than dealing with those lesser drow you've dealt with thus far. The voice is coming from the ledge behind you, where three drow step out of the shadows and stand with weapons at the ready. Their female leader wears robes and carries a scourge. Let me get them up.
Scourge?
Yes.
What's a scourge? It's like a metal whip thing?
Yeah.
Metal whip thing.
Dangerous metal whip thing.
The male at her side is muscular and disheveled, hefting a maul engraved with spider symbols. The last drow holds two long swords and wears armor made of some kind of strange hide. His mouth appears to be stitched shut. All three wear regalia similar to that seen on Valen, which is a sunburst design that transitions into two fang-like protrusions at the bottom. Now we have confirmed that that is not the symbol of the shop that we discussed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So that's where you find yourselves. They just kind of
pop out.
Yeah.
I get up against the ledge.
No, you don't.
So get up against the ledge.
So what do you guys want to do? They've just called you in now.
I'm assuming we're not going to throw our weapons down.
No.
Sorry, Randy can see them, right? So you've described what you say. Hey, I see three of them up on the left.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm like, identify yourselves. I kind of pull my sword.
I throw up a light over here.
The range is only five on the light.
Well, with my low light vision, like I describe what I see, and then I kind of yell up, like, identify yourselves.
Well, they obviously are bad guys.
Okay, she's like, you thought those weaklings that you fought were worthy among us? Valen trusts few. We are of his house. We rule over the drow of Zadzafirim. They do the tasks that are beneath us, including dealing with the cattle that inhabit Shadowdale. Rest assured that those bearing the name of Jailer will be the true rulers there soon enough.
Sounds like fun.
She looks at you with scorn. Watch, she can't see you. She hears your voice.
I kind of give like that. I'm giving them that like that serious like look, like that 1,000-yard stare, just straight at them, just like that.
Because they all pull out crossbows.
Well, when Barry says like sounds like fun, they're like fun. When you think this is a game, we have no time for games. You fool! Your guards up at the tower couldn't stop us. That your human, your elf, I hear, put up a little fight before they were cut down. You'll be no different. Surrender, or you pay in pain.
I give him that stare. It's like I killed and fought.
Well, actually, you technically did, but you're trying to like
20-year life.
That's so good. We've passed Lawless' test, therefore Lawless must want us here. You should let us pass. 12.
So go, you passed the Lawless test, did you? Well, why don't you come up here? If you truly pass Lawless' test, then let me size you up and see if you are worthy. She's calling you.
Where are you on the map? I look over and I'm like,
don't do it.
No.
Why don't you come down to me?
Oh, good one.
Way to invite trouble. Why don't you just say,
na 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 na, can't hit me, can't.
Well, like one of these guys. Plus, she can't see me, so it's just.
Now she can hear your voice.
Yeah.
She can hear your voice.
She's smart. He said it.
She's like, she beckons you to come over to so she can gaze upon you.
Feast upon you.
One chosen of Lull, of course, must be who's worthy to pass through. Should have no problem passing the judgment of one of Lull's servants, one of Lull's priests.
This servant of Lull does not need to follow you. Another lower servant of Lull.
During this whole time, my eyes just never leave them. I'm just like locked and just stare at them.
Alright, well, she steps back and the two warriors leap down.
Well, that's the
point four. I'm not saying anything.
Wrong way.
I can't tell who I am.
So she steps back and she's like, I have no more time for your games. You will pay in suffering as I have for as I promised. Not for you.
She can't tell who I am.
Indeed. Well, she's sending out her voice.
Yeah, I got 6 people in front of
this character.
So.
They need to roll initiative.
That being said, we're all in initiative now.
Oh, Rain needs to go in initiative.
Oh, yes, Randy, roll it up.
Nice.
All right, so that is 14.
14, you save.
No, Rain. I still challenge initiative. Doesn't seem as useful now.
I kind of look at Dupton and it's like, you'll have an audience with the Raving Queen soon enough.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, I'm sorry, who is this?
That's me.
That's Randy.
That's Randy? All right, Randy. You see a female drow, although it's a male figure, it's a female, just FYI. She eyes you up and she points at you. Suddenly a green glow shoots towards you.
All right.
Remember, plus one is always good.
21 versus reflex.
I'll do it.
Very good, sir.
So we're looking at 8 poison damage and ongoing 5 poison damage.
Ow!
Save ends. You suddenly keel over in this horrible sickness that this ray of poison has just caused you. She laughs as you like.
Can I take my turn?
It's not your turn yet, sir.
Yeah, it's them going.
Yeah, well, we are now in the initiative, and you are a little over half the way down the list.
You had that this one where everyone gets temporary points. Did you say one is moving 5? What do you mean?
I think so.
If you come in, if you move closer, it's, no one's going to
hit. Alright, so Barry, suddenly, a giant spider drops from the ceiling, pinning you in the corner there. It jumps down at you.
The spider is far away from me.
And
they're all over.
You got one of the powers.
You're one of them. You're one of them.
20 versus AC.
Wait. No, shield. 21.
This one?
Oh. Plus 4, so good use of the shield, my friend. So you feel the force of the bite trying to get through, but the magical effect staves off the pain. And it kind of is taken back a bit. And ends up just
I think I know what Barry will be doing on his turn. Face step, teleports. Get away. See ya!
Away.
Or beguiling strands. I guess it will depend on where the rest of the monsters end up.
Great.
I don't know how I ended up in the front again after I so carefully put myself
funny,
in the back.
Actually a bunny. If that was a bunny, that'd be more funny.
The big burly one comes at you, raising them all up to strike you down, Mr. Randy.
Alright.
So that is 16 versus AC?
Nope.
Claire's wearing heavy armor.
I blocked him with my shield, my heavy shield. It's like,
look, you feel the force. It's like, whoa, this guy's tough, but you're able to deflect as well. You take no damage. Mike, then Randy.
I kind of think we should keep them on this side and force the other to come down.
That's the plan.
But as we found with the encounter a few weeks ago, there were secret passages and they could enter from various points, so that's no guarantee. Just because there's no secret doors on the map doesn't mean that there are no secret doors.
But it's more of at least that
she's down. The bear's going to attack the spider. Yep. 22 versus AC.
That's going to
hit. Nice.
For swings.
Minion?
Damage?
No.
It's
not a minion.
It's a very scary spider.
Take a chunk out of the spider, but it's still as ferocious as ever.
Okay.
And remember, everyone has the action points now, just FYI. So if you want to use it, feel free, because that works.
Alright.
Who's up, Randy?
I'm going to be throwing sunbursts at this guy.
More monsters than Barry.
I'm going to be throwing sunbursts at this guy. I'm going to be using my sword kind of flows with like a ring, the rays of the sun. Let's see. Alright, let's see what that does. 7, so that's 18 versus AC.
That is a hit, sir.
Nice.
Right. Hey, good job. So that is 12 points of damage. And anyone within 5, which is pretty much everyone.
Everyone except for Jana.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, are you within 5?
You're in.
Perfect.
So pretty much everyone gets 5 temporary hit points.
Nice.
And take, well, saving throw, but no one needs it. But,
you do.
Except me. So, actually, I have to take out the damage for that poison. I forgot about that.
Anything else?
3, 8, and first I'm going to take the thing that it grants, the saving throw.
Are you going to move?
Well, no.
Oh, the save is immediate?
Yeah, it says, and
a saving throw, fantastic.
Can make a save, so that's what I'm doing. And I save.
No more poison.
No more poison, sir.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, my strike just comes down with a big glowing burst, and my enemy, my allies do all good.
Would you like to action pause?
The power lets him make the save right away. That's why I was asking him. I'm like, you sure you want to roll that before you move away?
Yeah, it's like, no, it happens automatically, so I can do it. So, and I think I'm gonna ship back.
Alrighty. Okay.
Miners, do I have any? I don't
think well, the heals, but
yeah, that's where
keep pounding on that spider while I take care of the bitch.
Nothing else. No AP.
So out of the corner here.
I like where this is going.
female drow, their life comes running out. And then she sees a drow that she doesn't recognize.
I quickly, with my silent hand gesture, go, I'm working for Valen, I'm a spy.
Roll a bluff check.
What? He's trying to...
18.
Yeah. All right, so she just kind of gives it like a sort of like a greeting for her, like a and then she eyes up Randy.
Play to your strengths, man. Play to your strengths.
So 16 versus. Oh, wait. No, sorry. 17 versus 16.
Nope. Teamwork, right here, buddy.
Yeah, 19 is the number you want to hit.
So what's she doing? She's throwing like high knives at me or something?
He moves up in the corner there. Eyeing up Randy as well.
Yeah. They're all eyeing up.
See, this is what you get for being all talk. Yeah, yeah, taunt.
Wait, I was just... I wasn't
hold on, let me just paint that bullseye on.
I was just eyeing them up, and then they started getting up.
You got good AC, though, so, I mean, someone's going to take the hits.
So he's like... The spider shifts five.
Shifts five?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, wait, sorry. Is that up to speed?
That works.
It's up to its speed. It shifts up to you.
Oh, boy, flanking.
And he pulls out his two swords, and he's like swinging.
A spider with two swords?
No,
the drow's got three swords. He whistled his spider to get behind me, so I had something like that.
So, Randy, the first one is 19 versus AC.
Yeah, he just hit him.
That's a hit. Right? The next one is... That's more. It's like 21 versus AC.
Don't you go up with a level? Yeah, but 19. Doesn't matter. If you hit 19, that's the number you want to hit. Doesn't matter.
Randy might be down here. Oh, the temporary hit point should help.
By 10, say it.
Does 15 damage.
Oh, he hits 10.
The second hit's going to do more.
What are your 10s?
The second one does 20 damage.
Oh, I'm down.
35 damage?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm dead, but...
So you're unconscious?
Yeah.
No!
35.
Those of you who can see saw that he took advantage of the distraction that ran over the spider in the soft spots. Alright, Barry, you're up. Then Derek, Ram, and Janet.
Okay, I will. Is she still around?
Oh, yeah, she's on the show.
Okay,
I can't see her.
I can't see her.
Oh, you're
over here.
You heard a voice. You've heard a female draw voice. But you've been kind of
bad. Can you do, like, beguiling?
Okay,
would beguiling do it?
I will use beguiling strands on these guys.
You know, you gotta move out. Take your action, you kind of remember back to telling Lolf that line to use your sword. You kind of, you think you might even hear her laughing a little bit.
Alright, go ahead.
You have to move.
You got any
strands? Okay, move up one and get all of these guns.
No. Yeah, it's five, right? You gotta move closer. You gotta, whoops. You move into one of these squares, you're good. So even one more. Yep, that'll do it.
So, okay, so roll for the spider. So it's all reflex, yes? Or is it
will.
Will.
Will for the spider first.
Natural one.
So the next one is him.
Two sword man.
20.
Doesn't matter. Standard hit. 15 plus 6 plus 7. 22.
One more. Assassin.
12 plus 7, 19.
So you hit all three drow. That's it.
The only one you missed was the spider.
So the,
unfortunately, it just set damage.
It's just a set damage. What is the, what's the damage?
Oh, 5. 5 psychic damage. Plus 1. 6.
6.
And you push the target up 3 squares.
What's the plus 1 damage for?
Oh, you can push him?
Plus 1 gain level.
No, two. No, you don't get extra damage. Just 2 attacks.
Okay, so it's 5 psychic damage. And but I get plus 1 versus Will.
Yes. Do you want to push them?
You want to push them?
Yeah, I want to push them.
Start with the ones that are farthest away. So they don't. Yeah.
1, 2,
experience. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, get this in.
Okay.
All right, do you want to do anything else, Barry? You have an action point.
Okay, can I see her now?
From your
I will use
an action point.
Yes. Okay. I'm gonna use a magic missile.
Okay, so you're gonna action point it?
Yeah. So it's a 7-4 damage. Do I get an additional one?
Not to the magic missile. To the attack roll, yes, but not to the damage.
Okay.
But there's no.
Target. So it's 7-4 damage.
All right, that bloodies the spider.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, next up is Derek. Followed by Ram and then Jay.
Bottom of the list, yeah.
Bottom of the list, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, blood runs high.
Look at this way, guys.
Okay, front. I am going to start by
counter powers.
I'm going to start using my theme power that I never used in the first chapter, Insidious Commentary. And I taunt Mr. Two Sword Man over there. And so, as long as he's within a range of 5, we can try this. And this versus will, it'll do no damage immediately, but it has all sorts of beneficial effects. So, versus his will, 13.
Not quite enough. Very close, but no cigar.
Okay, that was minor action. We got other melee guys who are coming in, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 2, 3, 4. Where are you?
Although I was probably going to go for this one.
I'm thinking the drow with two swords just took out one guy on one hit, like one action.
More damage.
What's that?
The spider did even more damage.
No, the spider only did like...
It hit 20.
No, that was the sword guy.
Yes.
Yeah, sword guy is two swords.
Yeah, the sword guy.
He has two attacks.
He just moves.
So he got two attacks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he worked so he has combat advantage.
I'm not going to be able to get over there to flank him in one turn.
No, I know. But who is this?
That's me.
Have you gone yet?
Not yet.
Are you a melee dude or are you a ranged?
I'm a warlock ranged.
Okay. I'll try and bring him to me then. I'll use Dark Beckoning on this guy. It's a range 5. Doesn't do as much damage, but hopefully it won't separate me from the party. Actually, can I get closer to the bear and do that? Oh yeah, that's the money in the bank right there. Okay.
This versus Will, yes?
Yes. Okay. 8 plus 5. So that's 13 versus Will.
Oh, unfortunately, that's
if I'd hit with the first power, I would have done combat advantage and everything. Okay. Well, then I won't be using that.
His will is 14.
Brutal.
Did that include your plus?
But yes. You have an action point to
it. Oh, no. I learned from the past. Save that action point until you're dead.
Alright. I will curse the spider, which is the closest enemy to me. I'll do an Eldritch Blast against it. So 12 plus, I should know this, 18 versus Reflex. And it does 10 plus 2 plus 5, 17 damage.
17 damage.
Dead spider stakes.
Not dead, but hurt. Maybe knocked off.
One
legs.
Yeah, I'm gonna move 1, 2, 3. So I'm concealed and I have combat advantage against this guy.
Nice. Mark him and then retribution. But hopefully it's going to be dead. And actually, because he's the only one I get to roll to. 13 plus 7, 20.
Oh, yeah.
And left comes a 3, 4, plus 7, 12.
You squished the remains of the spider. As you crush the life out of it, the guy with the sharp say,
what?
He's
good job, Gary.
He's got two rings.
All right.
Huh? What? Huh?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, yeah, you can teleport.
I can teleport. I don't know if there's how.
I would save the teleport.
I can only do it when
they
die.
As a reaction to the mark.
Oh, when
someone who I've cursed dies, I can teleport 3 squares, but I can hit everyone from where I am.
I am done.
Yeah, I'll just see you.
All right, next up is old Westernut.
Again, how am I in the front? This right.
You keep placing
yourself. At least I'm next to the bear.
I think we're supposed to heal him.
I'm not a cleric.
This is my idea of heal. Let me suck the blood out of that character. Oh, still dying. I don't know what's going on.
All right, so one of the enemies has delayed.
Yeah.
And next up, he He's gonna charge the So 16 versus AC.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Miss. By 1 point.
So you thought he runs at you angrily with a maul and then
it swoops over your head.
Wait a minute. Wait, your AC is 17.
He's got magic armor.
Oh, plus 1, plus 1.
Yeah. Mike, you're up.
I'm up. Okay.
Can we share your price with our
team? So bring the bear up to here. Attack. You get an 16 versus AC.
No. Yes. That is
16 damage.
Yeah, bear bites hard.
D12 plus 8.
Well, that's certainly enough to play him.
Yeah, our other group, they had the bear. I had the drow attack the bear in the first round. They're like, yeah, enough of that. And then the druid was running around the whole combat. Don't hit me! Don't hit me!
And, yep, I get a healing word, our fallen cleric. So, surge plus an extra d6.
All right.
So that works well, because it's Randy's turn after this.
There you go, surge plus 3.
So, let's see. Let's support my 36.
So 12. Plus 9 and 3.
Alright, so 12 HP. Great. So I'm awake. Bloody awake.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay.
I wake up. I'm like, ow.
Are you
standing up? Yep. Ow.
Wrong way, guy. I'm a girl.
You can always stay down and crawl next to the guy that's there.
Take a second wind right now.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Probably should do that right about now.
Second wind it up?
Yeah. Second wind.
Probably a good idea.
9 points. I'm still kind of, I think I'm bloodied anymore.
Minor action, or are you good?
Let's see if I have any minors.
Has anyone taken serious damage yet other than Randy?
No, I think it's only Randy
action
so far.
4 points.
Really?
Well, you could healing word himself if you wanted to.
So, no.
No action point?
No action point. All
right.
Are you going to healing word yourself?
She moves up.
I use second wind. I'd rather save the healing word for when you really need it.
That's a good idea.
Like, I don't like healing myself with my own powers. That's just selfish.
We used to play with a guy, he was playing a warlord. He would not heal you if you hadn't used your second wind. Yeah. That, and he's right from day one. When we first started playing 4th edition, he's like, no, Well, you got second win. If you're too greedy to not give up your attack, I'm not healing you.
And believe me, it really changed the dynamic of your tactics.
And was this Liam?
No, no, it was a different guy.
Because I remember Liam did the same thing when he was related to counters to this.
Yeah.
It's an interesting quirk. I mean, people can really get angry at you, but as long as you're upfront about this is how I'm going to play the guy, then...
Yeah.
I mean, the dwarves don't care. Minor action.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Let's do it
all
again.
All right, Randy, I just crit you.
Oh, we're crying out loud.
With the assassin? With the assassin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I rolled a crit on her.
So that is...
It's going to put me right back down the floor.
That's 14 damage. And you find yourself wrapped in this silken strand and pulled towards her.
Actually, as you're pulling towards her,
I see your buddy. Dagger.
Have you played Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. Get over here!
Yeah, exactly what it is.
She pulls you over and she has a, you suddenly see it, the glimmer of a dagger. She pulls it out to try and stick with it.
Yeah, you guys get nothing. I'm getting it all.
It's only 11 versus AC though, so you're part of it.
You're still conscious, right?
I'm conscious, but I'm getting all the brunt of everything.
You're our defender.
I feel like you're the closest thing we have to a defender,
okay.
Actually.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I think a defender would at least have 40 in your HP.
Celeth comes back in off delay.
Yeah, we know. Alex, can see you.
She sees him.
Oh, hold on. Lovely.
And she again points at you with a green ray. She's able to hit you for 21 versus reflex.
Cool, yeah. On the cleric?
Yes. 7 poison damage on 5.
I'm down already.
Really?
You're back down?
Yeah.
The cleric.
5 ongoing poison, so don't forget to...
That's 0, exactly 0.
This guy is furious. He's rushing after the one who just crushed.
Oh, right, I guess I did kill. Yeah.
I just became the whipping boy of this encounter.
Plus 2 defense.
It's like, yeah, I'll take all the damage.
18 versus AC?
Nope.
Oh, good job.
18 versus AC now. So in his rage.
Because I got the plus 2.
In his rage and his, like, screaming, I mean, making your own mistakes, you're able to, like, dodge at him. Barry, you're next.
Okay. I will use Beguiling Strands on these two guys. Or push them back. Okay, the bloody one first.
The guy at
13 plus 6,
that's
19.
And next one for the other guy.
Okay, 15 plus 6, 21.
Tis an absurd, that's 6 damage?
That's 5 seconds down.
Don't push them too far because they have cover over here. It's what we want to be fighting.
Okay, push them, push this one up to here.
You don't even have to push them. Yeah, you don't have to push them.
Come on, push them. Push that push one.
Here. And this one back up to, I guess, here.
Can you, is there any kind of stipulation on where you push them, how you push them?
It just has to be farther away than the origin square.
Or closer.
Actually, wait, where was this
exactly,
guy?
Yeah. Can we put him in a flanking position?
No. Hang on.
It always has to be one away.
Yeah, you can't push this guy. Because this square is not any farther away. And this is a hard corner, so he's stuck there.
Okay.
Right, so Bear, do you want anything else or are you done?
I will...
If he had shifted and then done.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna end my turn there.
Derek! Followed by Ram, then you.
Cool.
And I can't see her.
Which guy is this again? Is this two swords or is this Maul guy?
That's the guy. That's the Maul guy.
This is two swords, I think.
Yeah.
Wait, where were?
This is two swords.
Okay. Sorry, it's the wrong power.
These drow types are tough.
I do a, I charge him, so I get the extra plus one, because God knows I need it. Use Vampire Slam, which I can use in place of a basic attack. So this will be 7 plus...
Crit!
Yes! That's what we needed.
That's what
we needed. Oh, man, that's so awesome. Okay, so I think he's going down.
Quite possibly.
Okay, so it's going to be 18 damage. If he's still up, I'm going to throw on Blood Drinker. Oh, then I'm going to save Blood Drinker.
You obliterate him. As he falls down and like basically seared in half, you see the female draw back. Fight me!
Oh, man.
She's horrible.
No, he was evil. He was evil. They're all evil. The whole point is they worship both.
And she calls out to her himself, speaks in drow. You can hear her like, there's a heathen drow here fighting against his own kind.
And I use
my drow sign language.
What is that?
Can I use suggestion?
Sorry?
Your turn.
On your turn, you may. Yeah,
okay, that's it for me. I'm done because I charged.
Alright.
Then
I will curse.
Man, I was so due for that crit.
The monster closest to me, which is the Two Swords, Mr. Two Swords.
Two Swords, that's his actual name.
I'm mad. I'm so mad.
Mr. Two Swords.
I will do Witch Fire on him. I'll tell you what it does if it hits.
I don't mind if I use
10 versus reflex.
No, sir, that will not hit.
Well, then I won't tell you what it would have done. And I will move 1, 2, 3 next to Barry. I wanted to stay out of the way. I'm concealed, and I have combat advantage against that guy next time.
This guy.
That's two the guy with two swords.
If you can position yourself better for a flank, well,
I'm gonna mark him. And then I'm doing overwhelming strike.
What does your curse do?
It's 1d6 damage extra for myself.
It's like the Hunter's Quarry for the warlock. Yeah.
24 versus AC.
Yes, sir. That's a hit.
Sir, yes, sir. 3, 6, 10, 11 damage. Plus I slide, shift one square, and slide him in between, in my position.
Okay.
Like that.
Will that be everything, sir?
That will be everything.
Next up is Dr. Shields. Oh no, you guys killed him.
Yeah.
Where did he go? Mike, you're next.
Okay.
Please have the bear stand next to me.
Then after he attacks.
Or flank.
I was going to move, use my encounter. I was going to do combined attack.
Ooh, even better.
So,
her.
I move here and use combined attack. So first my attack. 24 versus AC. 26 versus AC.
Yes, sir.
For 12 damage. And then my animal companion gets to attack.
He's now bloody.
Also 24 versus AC.
Oh, yeah.
For 14 more damage.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
The voice in my head. So
what we got left? And I think I'll spend an action point and have my bear attack again. Crit.
Oh, nice.
20 more damage.
Dead.
Nice. That was huge damage.
He's totally gonna confuse you. Still, you killed
me. I guess I get all the crappy luck.
You can teleport back up onto the ledge.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
One of the fun abilities of my dead monster.
I'm gonna teleport back on top of the ledge, which is 3 squares away.
Yeah.
Take me.
All right. Is that everything, Mike?
Yes.
There. No, Barry. Sir Randy.
I get a +2 to death saving throws.
Come on, big 20. 19 +2. You're up.
Did you take your poison damage?
No. Oh. You'll still score the poison.
Yeah. Right. It would have happened at first, and then
He's still. He's still.
Yeah. Still.
So let's see. 9 HP.
You shake it off.
No. Save for the poison.
No.
Yeah.
Hang on. So you gotta save for the poison.
Okay.
And
Still poisoned.
So she moves this way, and she looks to the trap.
You gonna take an opportunity attack?
I'm gonna swipe at her.
She doesn't know you're.
So I get CA.
You can absolutely.
But then I gotta get my. So really, it's
she may decide to attack you though if you attack her. Right now, she doesn't necessarily know your weight. Opportunity attacker, she could just stop and stab you with a combat advantage because you're prone. You might be further ahead to let her go. Your call. How do you think the character would react?
The thing is, she's a vengeful woman.
So what are you going to do?
You ditch it.
I am an angry person.
Okay.
I'll swing down her legs. I know it's probably shooting myself in the foot, but she's Bloodsworn is a very vindictive.
Roll it up.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
Alright, yeah, that's gonna hit, so roll up your dang
damage. Yeah, she got terrible basic melee attack.
Let's just see what it is.
28 plus 0.
Where are you? 8? Where is it? 8. Maximum again.
The attack would have been a 19 versus AC. That still would have hit her, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you roll the max?
Yeah.
Nice. 8.
12. Oh, 8. Yeah.
8 points?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Thanks.
First time she's touched it. First time she's touched it.
Okay.
She's been hit by the Gallant Transformer. You know what? You hit her and she looks at you like she wants to attack, but she continues to move it over there. Because she's so horrified that this drow and the seizures are.
Well, at least with the range attack, the other one I have put in mind.
What happened to the bear? He was supposed to move up next to me.
He ate the other drow.
Yeah, he's chewing.
If he hits me to within 2, I'm going to really be angry.
19 versus 6.
Right on the money.
I'm like, haha, the bear will protect me.
So you take 12 damage.
Of course I do.
She reels you into her.
Still got some temp, so that's okay.
Hey, at least I took most of the brunt from everyone and I kind of clapped her a little bit.
You gonna stick me with that dagger? Hey, you gonna stick me?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I didn't think you were.
She can't pull it out.
She's not good with her left hand. Right hand is with the whip. Yeah. And then, yeah.
She got no sense of hand-eye coordination. Is there any other drow? Are they all dead except for those two?
Yeah. All right. I wonder if I have like more cover because my ally.
Are you sure she doesn't want to delay some more?
She sees.
She should delay.
She sees a drow that was pulled in and attacked. She assumes.
Now you're in my drow shield now.
All right. 19 versus reflex.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'll be bloody after this, I'm sure.
So you take 9 poison damage, and I'm going to 5 poison damage.
Oh, I hate poison.
Barry, you're up.
Okay, can I move over here?
Sure can.
And then attack her with Charm of Misplaced Wrath.
What's the range on that?
10.
Oh, yeah, you're
okay. So it's target one enemy plus 6 versus will. Or do I get an additional plus 1 because of my...
Yep.
Okay, so plus 7 versus will. 17 plus 7. Plus
17 is her will, so you got it.
Nice.
Okay, you slide the target up to 3 squares, so I slide her down.
So since you're sliding her off the cliff, I'm going to roll a saving throw for her.
Okay.
Hey, you take my books.
So she falls prone in her spot.
Okay, the target is then dazed until the end of my next turn. The target makes a basic attack against a creature of your choice as a free action. This attack gains a plus 2 power bonus.
She
to the
does
damage.
Have a basic ranged attack.
I'm gonna like
get
make her hit herself.
Well, she's got a ranged attack, so she can shoot this one.
No, I think we've got her under control. This one might be harder to get to.
I'm gonna make her shoot herself. Yeah.
Shoot herself?
Yeah.
With a ranged attack or with the screen?
Probably with the
Misty
amazing. She's
learning to jump plus 2 power bonus to the damage roll.
You're making her like attack herself with the ranged one?
Yeah.
Ranged or the melee?
Oh, really? It's an enemy of choice.
She absolutely hits herself.
Wait, hit yourself. Wait. Stop hitting yourself.
For the master.
How much?
No, that's a magical spell.
Oh yeah, there's absolutely going to be ongoing poison. I just make sure she has no resistance.
Nice!
You just see like she falls down to the ground and suddenly like, a bright green flash of light.
There's no comic. Like some 8 years old.
All right, very good. Yeah. So should I do any else barriers? Is that everything?
You mean I can do more?
Do you have a minor action you want to use?
A minor action.
I don't mind if I use the attack.
I use ghost sound and suggestion.
This might help. It's a standard action.
What do you mean?
Ghost sound's a standard action.
Oh, okay. How about suggestion? To make it sound like Wolf is talking to her?
Is that a minor action?
It's a free action.
Oh, free action, sure.
Okay, and say...
Yeah, but it's all that's for if you're making
them.
A diplomacy
come
check.
Come here. Come down here.
So we're all a bluff check.
A bluff check.
All suggestion does is if he's making a diplomacy check, he can replace it with his arcane.
Well, in this case, since he's even creative, just allow him to use that bluff check.
Okay, it's Arcana plus 12.
No, not Arcana. Were you just using
the power, let's use Arcana in place of.
Sorry?
Okay. The power, let's use Arcana in place of.
Yeah.
Roll it up, buddy.
10 plus 12, 22.
Alright, so she's on the ground, sick.
Come down here.
She sounds like she's inspired though.
Uh-oh. Okay, God of Darkness. Then I attack the assassin with the taste of life, because life is tasty. I took 5 ongoing points.
So I see like a big
and I regenerate 4, so I actually only net out taking 1 point of damage. Versus her fortitude, 19 versus fortitude, 21 versus fort, side of combat advantage. Okay. I'm going to throw on the blood drinker as well. So she's looking at 8 plus 14, so 22 damage.
Wow. Bloodied, of course. Oh, actually, that's dead.
Yeah!
Literally brought her to exactly dead.
That's the way we do it around here. And then I need to make a save against the poison,
so
which I make with a 19.
Drain her blood dry.
And you're still bloodied?
That crumbles.
Yeah, but not for long. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting the heck out of Dodge. So the globe of darkness is in that square, and then I move.
I think Drought is
yeah. Oh yeah, the bloody would come with me. Yeah.
You shed your bloody skin.
No, nobody gets me through my globe except me.
Can I? I'm just going to delay till someone enters my field of view.
Okay. You have ranged attacks.
But I can't, there's no
one
left.
You can't see through a cloud of darkness.
There's
a cloud of darkness completely obscuring your view.
No, but he's up on the ledge. He's got to go around if he wants to attack.
Like there's a wall here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So Jenny, you're here.
A wall? Like the cavern is between us.
I guess I will attempt to... So, heal check.
Come down here.
Grant a saving throw for the poison.
That's what you want?
Yeah.
He's already used his second wind. So.
Okay. Not really that great at heal, but...
Need a 15.
15.
Plus 5.
Alright, let's see if I get a plus 2 for save. Well, actually, no, I don't. That's for death saves. But... this dice just turned on me.
Oh, well, that was a...
And you've got some cover from the globe of darkness.
Yep, and I'm Mark Kurt.
You can't see her in the line of sight.
Oh, I can't see her. Okay, yeah, never mind. No, that's the mobile eye mark.
Oh, okay.
Are you delaying it, or did you actually just...
I moved in here.
Alright, next up is Mike, then Randy.
Okay. Is it my turn?
No, Mike, Randy, and then...
I'll use my second healing word on our fallen cleric.
I'm up. I'm awake.
Oh, you are?
I don't need it. I regenerate.
If you want to,
you're in bad shape. You can have the plus an extra d6.
Good to keep your
nine plus two.
11.
So that's 20 HP. I'm not bloody anymore.
Not bloody. Good job.
But
poison goes on?
Yes. I'm about to become bloodied anyway. Doesn't matter what.
That's a second, sir.
All right, Randy, it's your turn.
Take five, bloodied again. I am thoroughly pissed off. Like, my character is thoroughly...
Stand up? Or are you
gonna... Yeah, I'm just going to just stand up and just be like, oh, where is she? Where is she? Like, I see this cloud of darkness in front of me.
You can move through the cloud.
She's elevated 10 feet up, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have rain.
The cloud was...
I told her to come down.
Five in all directions.
Sorry?
I said the cloud is one square in all directions, including up.
I tell her to come down. As well.
Hang on a second.
She got you missed.
I think that might do something. Face step.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got an action point?
Yeah, I do. I'm mad. I am mad as all hell.
Use the power that gives yourself a save so that you get two tries at that.
Yeah. Brand of the Sun. I'm mad as all hell. She's getting tired. Right. Actually, I'm bloody. This might work out. 14 plus 7, so that's 21.
Yeah.
For Stacy. Not to mention she's on the ground.
21?
Yeah. She's on the ground. I'm thoroughly pissed.
Right.
Ooh. I like it. 11 points of damage.
So she's bloody now.
And I gave myself a saving throw for the first time.
I say to this group over here, we should keep the leader alive.
Leader's pissed. I saved.
You are no longer poisoned.
Yay. Wait, no, I'm not done yet. Oh, wait, that was an accident. Yeah, I'm done. I am done.
You're done. All right, so she takes her poison damage from her ongoing fight. And then she looks up at you and she laughs a cackling mad laugh. She's like, my queen has called to me! And she rolled. She mobilized. I thought she was just slow.
I thought you were hit. Oh, slow. Okay, maybe it was slow.
Yeah, no, so she just takes poison from her blood. She rolls off the ledge.
Into darkness.
Yeah, right. She knows there's a lot of darkness down there. Now, she rolls off the ledge, and you guys, and you just see her, like, roll right in, and she's like, oh, feel me, roof!
Wait a minute. Didn't I tell her to turn around?
Acrobatics made poison
for falling. Over here, or were you in this space?
Wait a minute. Isn't that 10 feet? Falling damage?
Yeah, dead body. Yeah.
All right, so there's a glow that emits around the area. You are the only one subjected to it.
And I tell her to turn around.
It's a blast three, right? These three are all in it.
One, two. Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, that's relevant.
We're not.
Wow, you guys are getting it now.
Right? Okay, so this is Mike, right?
Yeah.
Mike, for you it is.
Oh boy, the rest of you are going to get it now.
Remember you? Yeah. For your bear? It is going to be 14 versus 14.
No.
And then for Jana, yes, that'll be 14.
Yep.
Next is
bear. I don't know where you rolled.
So the bear is safe, though, right?
Bear is safe, yeah.
So everyone takes 14 poison damage. You are pushed 3 squares. Now the bear takes 7 poison damage on a miss. It takes 1. He gets pushed 1. You did not get pushed 1.
I push her off the ledge. She goes, ow! All I hear is a thud hit the ground, and all of a sudden, this magic spell bursts out of darkness. I'm like,
oh! And she takes
the light.
Wow. Okay, and now she makes her save. Very
tough. Okay, I tell her, as Lowell, to move over here.
But you used your suggestion on her.
But it's like, oh, that's an account?
Yeah.
Okay, I will use Fountain of Flame. Can I see her?
No, you have no line of sight. My cloud of darkness blocks line of sight.
Okay, I move back.
Unless you have a burst attack.
You can always try and shoot him with the
Beguiling Strands. Oh, burst attack. Okay.
You have a burst attack.
Beguiling Strands.
I could use Fountain of Flame.
I wouldn't necessarily use it.
That's a daily. That attacks many people.
Okay, Beguiling Strands. I stay where I am.
No worries.
And use Beguiling Strands in this area.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And the darkness won't matter, so it's regular roll.
19, yes, plus 6.
That's 5 damage?
Yeah, that's 25.
Don't push her, leave her right there.
Not 25 damage, 5 damage.
Oh, yeah, five psychic damage. And I'm going to leave her there.
Yep. All right, next up is Derek.
I regenerate enough to bring me above bloody. I move back into my own darkness.
You want to keep her alive?
Yeah.
No. So,
versus a reflex? 18 versus reflex.
Yes, sir, that's a hit.
Okay. If 13 damage,
that's enough to knock her in.
So I'll knock her unconscious. I don't kill her. And then the darkness goes away, and you guys just see me standing over
her. A little vomit too, because she's still coming back. But she's still taking her ongoing poison.
Oh, she'd still get her save. I sort of monitor if I'm like, not that I've healed, so I just say to one of the other guys, I'm like, if it looks like this poison's gonna kill her, stop the poison.
I'm gonna roll a save. If she fails, then she's gonna die. Otherwise, she will die. That would have taken her down to the next
round. Is it her turn though?
Her turn was. Oh yeah, you know what? My bad.
So we have a chance to heal her if you want.
Yep. So I say that, I go, I took care of her, but I think she's still poisoned.
And he learned to stabilize
her. Ram and then Jenna.
I don't know how I feel about stabilizing her. I'm a very vindictive person. Actually, Bloodsworn wants to just kill me. That being
I'm up here.
She's basically choking on her own vomit.
Not to mention she's an evil character, so
I can't really do. I mean, I climb back down the road.
Well, teleport.
I do need information.
Like, you can continue as part of a move action.
Oh, okay. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
That's pretty much all right. You want to make a.
Oh, it's a hard heal check.
You want to stabilize her, right?
Yeah.
So, it's a heal check.
I guess I can do that. Nope. 12.
Jana, it's your turn.
12 will stabilize her, but the poison, she needs a 15 for a saving throw.
Okay, well, I'll try.
You rolled 15 last time.
Yeah, that was last time.
Roll 16 this time.
No, 8.
Did you have plus 7?
No. Plus 5.
Mr. Michael!
She's prone.
I would do the same, but I can't.
I accidentally trip on her.
I can't get up to her. I can only move 5.
You can run.
Well, that's true. I can run.
She's not getting up to attack, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Okay. So I can do a heal check to try and.
No, Mike. No pressure. But she's next, and I'm keeping the same.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay, well, I have plus 9 on the heal check, so 15.
Exactly what she needs.
That
the
slap her back
to able to, like, clear the passageway.
Hang on, I'll suck the blood out.
I'll take the poison out.
Whoa, I don't think that's where the poison is.
You have to pee on the wound, right? Alright. So that's it. You bring her back to from the brink of death. She's unconscious.
Tie her up now that we know she's not going to die.
Yes.
Take her wand and stuff away.
let's tie her up.
Now that I'm strong, you know, it's like, hey, we won.
It'll take her a few minutes to regain consciousness. So let's tie her up and then search for loot.
Okay, so actually, she's unconscious. Tied up. She's secure. You guys are searching for
loot. I'm actually loot.
So when you search, you're also finding a total of 50 gold pieces per person. You also find a magic trinket.
What's that?
You find a plus 1 in Delver's armor.
What?
Delver's armor.
What's a Delver?
You can have it.
whoever else might want it.
I think it has to be metal. I seem to recall that it has to be scale chain plate. I think. I guess it's no good for anybody.
What else?
This whole time, I'm keeping a jab right up to her chin.
What's one? I don't know what that does.
That's from
Here, I'll look it up. I'll look it up on my new smartphone. Let's see, it says a compendium.
You can use it on that.
There's no time on this whole jab without throwing chin. Right? Like, forward if I need to.
It'll take me a second. I'm still learning how to use this. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to kill the recording.